今天呢，聊聊读闲书这个事情啊。
Today, let's talk about the topic of reading old books.
正好结合着我读的一本书。
Just in time, it perfectly matches the book I'm reading.
那你有没有因为读闲书被骂过呢？
Have you ever been criticized for reading Xi Jinping's book?
我就说啊，看这个有什么用？考。
What's the use of this, I wonder?
是又不考，但
No exams.
今天我告诉你的，恰恰是这些没用的闲书才是提升语文能力最有效的途径。
But today, I'm telling you that these useless books are actually the most effective way to improve your Chinese language skills.
这不是鸡汤。
This is not a chicken soup.
这是一本书。
This is a book.
用科学调查得出的结论。
Conclusions based on scientific investigations.
什么是真正的语文能力呢？
What is true Chinese language proficiency?
我这一句
I said this.
读了一本书
I read a book.
叫阅读的力量
The power of reading.
他抛出了一个特别颠覆性的观点
Throw through a particularly subversive view.
就是提高语文能力最重要的
The most important thing is to improve Chinese language skills.
的方式不是刷题。
It's not a foolproof method.
不是背范文。
Not memorizing model answers.
而是没有压力。
Instead, there is no pressure.
不需要考试的阅读。
No need for reading tests.
也就是按兴趣读。
Read according to your interests.
想读就读
Read and learn
不想读呢就扔一边不读就是读闲书
If you don't want to read it, just throw it away If you want to read it, read it
你看啊
Look
我们总把语文能力窄化成作文分数和阅读理解答案
We always convert our Chinese language skills into essay scores and reading comprehension answers.
但实际上
Actually,
语文能力涵盖听说读写，它背后支撑的是一个人整体的思维能力。
The ability to use Chinese encompasses both speaking and listening, as well as reading and writing. It is underpinned by a person's overall cognitive abilities.
所以读闲书不是在浪费时间。
Therefore, reading leisure books is not a waste of time.
它是在悄悄地重塑你的大脑。
He is subtly reshaping your brain.
重塑你的思维
Reframe your thinking
那这个最重要的一个核心概念就是 FVR 就是自由自主的阅读
So the most important core concept is FVR which stands for free voluntary reading
F 就是自由 V
F is freedom V
就是自主 R 就是这个阅读
It's about self-reliance, and this reading is about it.
这是这本书里边的核心概念。
It is the core concept of this book.
自由自主的阅读。
Free and independent reading.
我再说一遍啊。
I'm saying this again.
那衡量一个人语文能力好坏的关键标准。
The key criteria for measuring a person's proficiency in Chinese.
就是看他是否养成了这种自主自由阅读的习惯。
Just see if he has developed this habit of independent and free reading.
语文课其实就是阅读课。
Chinese class is actually a reading lesson.
说白了，就是你能不能拿起一本书。
In simple terms, can you pick up a book?
纯粹是因为想读而去读。
Just read for the sake of reading.
一旦这个习惯建立起来
Once this habit is established,
那后面的好事就会接连发生。
Then more good things will happen one after another.
那大脑的真相是先有大量的输出，才有精准的输入。
The truth about the brain is that there must be a large amount of output before accurate input.
有人就会说
Some people say,
那语文课不也是在教阅读吗？
Isn't Chinese class also about teaching reading?
但传统的观念是先学字词句。
However, the traditional view is to first learn characters,
语法技巧
grammar tips,
然后再去阅读和写作
then read and write again.
但这本书告诉我们的，这根本就不是大脑真实的运作方式。
However, this book tells us that it is not the real way in which the brain works.
大脑真实的路径是什么呢？
What is the actual path of the brain?
是先接受海量的阅读材料。
First, read a large amount of reading materials.
形成认知地图。
Create a cognitive map.
然后再有流畅的写作和表达。
And also fluent writing and expression.
也就是说
That is to say,
广泛的自由阅读才是语文能力的底层基建。
Extensive free reading is the fundamental infrastructure for language proficiency.
没有这个地基，上面盖什么技巧都白搭。
Without a solid foundation, all other techniques are useless.
所以由泛读而精读是我的一个亲身实践。
Therefore, reading broadly and then focusing on specific texts is my personal experience.
那我自己就是一个 FVR 受益者。
I am a beneficiary of FV program.
有一阵子呢
For a while,
我对古文字超级感兴趣。
I am very interested in ancient scripts.
读了一大堆。
I've read a lot.
读着读着发现呢。
Reading and reading, I also discovered.
哎。
Oh.
他有局限。
He has limitations.
不想读了。
I don't want to read anymore.
那就不读了。
Then I won't read it.
后来又去读考古。
Later, I went back to archaeology.
后来又去读文学。
Later, I went back to read literature.
后来又去读经济学。那。
Later, I went to study economics.
我就去读经济学。
Then I'll go study economics.
又觉得科学科普有意思。
I think science and popularization are interesting.
我就去读科普，这个过程看似杂乱，但
The process of reading science seems chaotic.
他恰恰帮我打通了跨学科的认知脉。
But he helped me to understand the interdisciplinary cognition.
更
Aplane
妙的是广泛的阅读，泛读。
What's even better is the wide reading of general reading.
最终会趋向于精读。
Will eventually tend towards intensive reading.
我现在就精读各个领域最经典的著作。
I'm currently reading classic works in various fields.
你比如说米塞斯的经济学，雨果的文学巨著。
For example, The Economics of Mercies by the French economist Michel de Montaigne and the Literary Masterpiece Essays.
罗曼·罗兰的《约翰·克里斯多夫》，欧文·亚龙的《存在主义心理治疗》。
John Christo, a psychologist specializing in existential psychotherapy.
每一门科目，我都去找他最经典的那几本书。
I look for the most classic books in each subject.
我反复看。
I keep watching.
那后我再讲一讲我自我的一种和解。
After that, I'll talk about my own reconciliation.
我就不再后悔。
I no longer regret it.
以前读的杂。
I used to read a lot of novels.
以前呢
Previously,
我偶尔也后悔
I sometimes regret it.
哎
Well,
读了这么多年
I've read so much.
闲书
Old books.
好像也没在哪个专业上深耕
It seems that I haven't really specialized in any particular field.
是不是浪费了白读了
It's a waste of time to read it.
哎
Well,
这本书让我彻底的释然了
This book completely relieved my worries.
我发现这种杂恰恰成了我的一个长处
I found that this quirk has become one of my strengths.
而不是短板
Not a short board.
我读的不是书
I'm not reading a book.
是兴趣
It's about interest.
是好奇心
Curiosity.
是思维方式的碰撞
It's a clash of thinking styles.
所以我现在特别笃定自由自主的阅读就是最好的自我教育。
Therefore, I am now very convinced that independent and self-directed reading is the best form of self-education.
自我教育是所有教育里边不可替代的核心教育，是最终的教育。
Self-education is the core of all education, and education is the ultimate education.
最后，我想认真地把这本书推荐给三类人。
Finally, I would like to sincerely recommend this book to three groups of people.
第一个就是语文老师们，看看这本书。
The first thing is for the Chinese teachers to read this book.
也许它会改变你对语文课该怎么上的理解。
Maybe it will change your understanding of how to study Chinese.
第二就是家长们。
The second is the parents.
尤其是那些觉得读闲书会妨碍学习的家长。
Especially those parents who think that reading second-hand books will hinder learning.
这本书是一份扎实科学依据的调查报告。
This book is more of a self-reported scientific investigation report.
值得你们静下来读一读。
It's worth taking a moment to read.
翻一翻。
Flip over.
第三。
Third.
所有希望想提升自己思维和认知的人。
All those who want to improve their thinking and cognitive abilities.
这本书会让你更有底气的去读那些没有用的书。
This book will give you the confidence to read books that are not useful.
那因为阅读的力量。
Because of the power of reading.
他从来不在考卷里。
He never appeared on the exam.
而在你每一次自愿翻开的每一页书的瞬间。
In every moment when you voluntarily turn the pages of a book.
我是老杨。
I'm Lao Yan.
我们能在自由自在的阅读中遇见更辽阔的自己。
We can meet a wider self in the free and unrestrained reading.